stories. Guess what? Tomorrow, I got more. Len Tillum, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose,
from
Oakland.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There are a lot of people across this country who won't have to worry about losing their jobs.
On this vote, the yeas are 247. The nays are 161. The motion is adopted.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as the House does the final legislative sign-off on a $26 billion bill that will keep hundreds of thousands of teachers, police, and other public sector employees in their jobs. The measure now goes to President Obama. Apparent worry about the pace of the economic recovery spurred the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates at rock-bottom levels.
It's the 14th meeting in a row that they kept interest rates at this historic low. The question now becomes, if the economy gets back on track, when will Ben Bernanke and company start to raise rates? At this point, we're not seeing it any time this year.
ABC's Dan Arnall. The Fed also announced it would buy small amounts of government debt. Former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens was among five people killed in the crash of a plane in southwest Alaska last night. There were nine people aboard. Four survived. Major Guy Hayes of the Alaska National Guard says poor weather hampered efforts to get to the crash site.
It took us a long time to get in there because there was low cloud cover, there was heavy winds, and it made it very challenging to get on scene. That's why it took us about 12 hours.
Another passenger, former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe, survived. Police in three states are looking for a possibly racially motivated attacker. 16 people have been stabbed in the Flint, Michigan area since May, five killed. There have been attacks in Ohio and Virginia. The victims, almost all black men. The suspect, a white man. Genesee County, Michigan Prosecutor David Layton says they're looking for a dark green Chevrolet S10 Blazer with tan trim.
There are victim statements in Virginia as well as in Genesee County indicating that that's the vehicle that the assailant was driving at the time he committed the crimes.
On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow off 55 points, the Nasdaq down 28. You're listening to ABC News.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change, and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Kev.
God, what now?
I met a guy out there, had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid.
Hey, wait.
Like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. And right now, you can get three credit reports and three scores for just $3. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you.
A number of states are holding primary elections today. Georgia's Republican primary for governor pits one of Sarah Palin's mama grizzlies against a candidate endorsed by the NRA.
Karen Handel's ads have called Nathan Deal corrupt.
A corrupt relic of Washington, D.C.
Deal's ads insinuate Handel is friendly to gays.
If we can't trust Karen Handel on gay partner benefits and gay adoption, how can we trust Karen Handel on anything?
Will the nastiness work here at the polls? Voters say no.
I think people know what both of them have done in the past. I really didn't think it was necessary.
I see Washington and the Chicago machine and the Detroit machine.
That man gets turned off.
I'm glad we're in Atlanta.
His wife?
It's politics. What can I tell you? You have to just ignore it.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Sandy Springs, Georgia.
$2,500 bail set for the JetBlue flight attendant whose tirade on the tarmac landed him in jail.
Minutes after JetBlue 1052 landed at JFK, this came over the airport radio. The emergency evacuation slide was activated by Stephen Slater after his encounter with a passenger.
Technicians are on the way.
Police said the woman committed no crime, was simply rude. Replacing the escape chute could cost $50,000.
R1 slide, it was intentionally deployed.
By a flight attendant who told police he was stressed by the recent death of his father, his mother's cancer, and finally, a rude passenger. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
This is ABC News.
Meet Denise Melendez, owner of a new Buick Enclave.
The attention to detail put into this car was above and beyond the others that we looked at. We have the heated seats, the rear view camera. I will never be without OnStar for the rest of my life. I use it almost every day. I would definitely recommend the Buick Enclave.
To hear more of Denise's story and to learn more about Enclave, visit Buick.com and may the best car win. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Hazmat teams responded to San Jose State this morning because a pool pump broke and pool chemicals leaked in the garage of a student housing complex. People in the building were told to shelter in place, but all is under control now. We have a grass fire burning near Buchanan Field in Concord. It's about half an acre at the moment. And on this one-year anniversary of the disappearance of six-year-old Hassani Campbell in the East Bay, police say they do believe he met with foul play, and they still believe his foster father is involved in some way. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, South 880 after Hagenberger, police arresting someone on the shoulder. Redwood City crash, South 101 after Whipple Avenue. Ranked number one in entrepreneurship by U.S. News, Babson's part-time fast-track MBA has a San Francisco campus. Part web-based and part on-campus, earn your MBA in 2 years without leaving your job. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The weather will be cloudy and in the 50s tonight and tomorrow, just like today. This is KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's dig into this. Can you get lung disease from popcorn? You've heard this, right? You microwave the popcorn, and somehow you breathe in the butter flavor and you get lung disease. A lot of money is changing hands. This comes under the heading of junk science in the courtroom. I don't get into a lot of this when I see it. It's so frustrating. It drives me nuts. I can't change our court system. And some of the dumbest stuff happens in our courtrooms. And it seems that either judges are powerless to stop it or don't have the will. Occasionally you see a judge who steps up to the plate and says, you know what, your expert witness is full of it. And that's the game. The lawyers bring in their expert, and if that expert is persuasive or sound scientific to a jury of your peers, now this is a whole other issue, and there are smarter people than I am that can weigh in on it, but sometimes this stuff goes way over the head of a jury of your peers. You think about your peers. Not meaning to demean a lot of people, but some folks are just not prepared to evaluate complex scientific issues and react emotionally. So let's talk about popcorn causing this terrible lung disease. All right? Well, there is an expert witness in this case. He has been an expert witness in about 100 of them. He has made millions of dollars from this. There's big money in being an expert witness, right? Well, a U.S. District Judge, Rosanna Maloof-Peterson, shredded this guy's testimony that within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, this person developed lung disease as a result of inhaling flavors released by microwave popcorn. There is, quote, listen to this judge, nothing to support the doctor's conclusion that this is the heart of the case, that the vapors emitted from popcorn contain the same proportion of chemicals as those emitted in popcorn factories. Oh, yes, I forgot that part. In popcorn factories, when people get exposed to a lot of this stuff, they can get a lung disease. So the lawyers heard that. They said, well, we'll just extend this to the general population. Stuff happens in factories. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, right? So the judge goes on. Scientific studies have shown the connection between this lung disease in popcorn factory workers, right? But this person is a leading proselytizer for a connection between lung disease and consumers. The judge found his testimony was not admissible. That takes guts for a judge to do that. Since, among other things, he had manipulated data from published studies to reach misleading conclusions of his own, fail to apply reliable scientific methods. The bulk of its conclusions do not rise above subjective belief or unsupported speculation. She's my new hero. Obviously, he, the expert, is now suing back. He has a lucrative interest in protecting his career as an expert witness in a product liability case involving Vioxx. The same guy testified that he earned between $2 to $2.5 million for his testimony over the previous, it's not clear how much he earns a year it could be over decades. Anyway, we all pay for this. I know you don't seem to care, but you all pay for it. You pay it when you buy products because companies have to cover their liability costs. And it's a huge percentage of everything that you buy in the world. So I like that. Doctors and patients, we're not getting each other. What a doctor thinks they're telling a patient and what the patient actually hears is very different. This is a smaller study adding to research showing that doctors and patients are not on the same page. Okay, so they interview patients on the day of their discharge from the hospital, right? They found only 18% knew the name of their doctor. Almost 60% left the hospital, did not know what their diagnosis was. I hope this sounds crazy to you, but I'm looking at the data here. Two-thirds of the doctors thought the patients knew their name, and almost 80% of the doctors thought the patients were aware of their diagnosis. This is coming from Yale. The communication gap goes beyond names and diagnoses. Of patients who were prescribed a new medication during the hospital stay, a quarter of them said the doctor never told them about it. Only 10% said the doctor discussed the potential side effects. All the physicians in the study said they told the patient about the new drug. 81% said they described the side effects. The medical community, of course, recently has been understanding this and have focused on improving doctor-patient communication. In residency programs, doctors in training are supposed to be taught to include patients in discussions rather than talking amongst themselves in front of the patients. That's a traditional thing. You know, we march around the hospital in a group and stand at the foot of the bed and talk about you using all the medical jargon we can. Compared to 30, 40 years ago, patients' hospital stays are now typically shorter. I think you knew that, you know. Come out of surgery, here's your shoes, get out of here, which leaves people with less time to absorb and fully understand information about their condition. One potential is to give patients and families written information. Now, don't you think the computer could help with this? Print out a sheet explaining to the person what's going on about their disease or drug, etc. And, you know, it's an often overlooked area, even though, you know, some residencies are trying to help. What good does it do for me to prescribe a drug for you that might cure you, that all my training and brilliance has led me to figure out might help you, and you don't hear me? You don't even know I mentioned it. You don't know anything about the drug. So it's really important. Here's another important thing. I'm going to take a different read on this than the author. One out of three doctors did not report colleagues that they believed were incompetent to authorities. 36% didn't completely agree that it was their responsibility to report these colleagues in every case. The definition of incompetency or impairment can range from a doctor who's like a drug addict to those who aren't up to date on the best way to treat some conditions. AMA says doctors are ethically bound to report colleagues who they believe are unfit to practice. The most common reason for not reporting a colleague was the doctor thought someone else was addressing the problem. By the way, this pervades all across your society. I don't know if you read the, what was that book? Gladwell's, the Tipping Point, about the murder of the woman. When was that, in the 80s? She got murdered in front of like 50 people from their windows, watched it, and nobody called the cops because everybody thought someone else had called the cops. And then doctors also worried that nothing would happen or the colleague might be punished too strictly. Well, I'll add something that's not here because I had a colleague who did that. He almost lost his entire life, his house, everything, because the doctor he reported sued him back. Because while you may think, as in Good Samaritan situations, that you're protected, if I, suppose I'm jealous of someone else who's been stealing surgical cases from me, and I just report this person as being incompetent, that person has a right to come after me. You know, we have libel and slander laws, and I do not think that a physician is completely protected. And even if you think you're protected, it doesn't stop the other doctor from getting a lawyer and putting you through depositions and threatening to take everything that you have. Until you clear that up, I think it's a difficult situation. And who's to say what the best treatment is? I've seen situations where the young buck on the team thinks they know the best way to treat a patient, and the older doctor treats a patient more conservatively, and they rat on the older doctor, and later evidence comes out the older doctor was right. Do noises wake you up at night? You ever notice some people can just sleep through everything? Now, I used to, whenever I go back, it's where I'm from originally, go back to, New York City, my wife can't sleep. She hears the sirens and all the noises constant, right? That's what Manhattan is about. To me, that's like a soothing brook. It just puts me to sleep. I have friends in California who just had to give up the suburbs and move downtown San Francisco so they could hear some taxi cabs and sirens because they couldn't sleep. Well, here at in his sleep research, they did an unusual study of people who describe themselves as deep sleepers, right? First, they confirmed that these people were indeed solid sleepers. Three-night study. Luxurious, comfortable room, by the way, reminiscent of a hotel suite. Sometimes you go in these sleep labs, who the hell's going to sleep in there? It's like sleeping in jail, these little thin mattresses, etc. So this was a really cozy deal, good thread count on the sheets. But there's four speakers over the top of the bed. And during the night, these deep sleepers are subjected to 14 different sounds: street traffic, toilets flushing, ice machines, airplanes. And then they monitored their brainwaves. Well, all the participants slept right through all the noises, but there were differences in how they responded. Some sleepers did not wake up even when the sound was blasted at 70 decibels. Others were awakened at sounds of 40 and 50. A quiet room with a whir of an air conditioner is about 30 decibels. And I think sound engineers help me. It's logarithmic, right? So it's even more significant. Researchers discovered that the difference in a sleeper's reaction to noise could be predicted ahead of time by brain activity, looking at, electrical activity coming off your brain like an EEG. They're called sleep spindles. Forget the term. But they could predict that you are naturally, because of your brain, going to be able to sleep through loud noises. That's why previously we always thought, it depends. Some nights you sleep light, some nights you sleep heavily. It depends what you were doing that day, etc. Sleepers who experience the most sleep spindles during the night were the soundest sleepers and least likely to be woken up. So you're wired for that. Contact lens wearers, I just warn you, ulcers of the cornea are now up 9 times more likely in contact lens wearers compared to non-contact lens wearers. And the problem is all these new contact lens innovations, people figure, I can wear these for weeks or a month. Don't have to take them out. And they do that and don't realize the dramatic increase in risk. Yeah, you know something? Though when I look at the numbers, it's still pretty rare. It's pretty kind of amazing. And a corneal ulcer is like an open sore in the cornea. And that's a nasty thing. Think what an ulcer is like on your skin. Imagine it in your cornea, what that would feel like. Let's talk about music. You know about the Mozart effect. Supposedly, listen to nice music before an exam. It'll improve your performance. Well, what about when you're trying to learn something? You're trying to study. A lot of you turn on your favorite music. I think you'll find this funny. They recruited college students. They actually had to find people who disliked thrash metal music. All right, let's go to the lab. They had these students try to memorize and recite 8-letter sequences. So I give you 8 letters, K, M, P, Q, right? And you had to memorize them, repeat them back. But they had them do this under different conditions. First, while they played a favorite song of their choice. What's your favorite song? They played it. Then a song they probably disliked, Threshers by Death Angel. Then they had them try to memorize those 8-letter sequences while a voice in the background is repeating the word three, three, three. And then, this would drive me nuts, I think, the same voice reciting random digits. Now, you're trying to learn random letter sequences, and they're playing random digits in the background, and then perfect quiet. Perfect quiet. The results astounded everybody. The students did a little bit worse when the music or the random digits played in the background. Just a little bit worse. And it did not matter if they played their favorite song or music they hated. But they did worse when they did better when hearing three or silence. So, bottom line is music makes it worse when it comes to learning. And I know a lot of people, I used to do that, turn a little music to try to read and learn your chemistry formulas. Well, if you had a pick, and this has been confirmed, one number. I'm going to give you one number. You can pick your weight or your height or, you know, how big your ears are, anything you want that correlates the most with your risk of dying from anything. You should know this. 100,000 people tracked here over 9 years. It has to do with the size of your waist. All right? Now, a thick waist has long been considered a risk factor for heart disease, but it also increases your risk from dying of cancer, respiratory failure, and other causes. Large amounts of visceral fat around the abdominal organs can cause inflammation, high cholesterol, insulin resistance, blah, blah, blah. And here's a number. A waist size of 47 inches or larger for men and 42 for women doubles your risk of dying during the study period, which is not that long. Smaller waists would consider 35 and a half for men, 29 and a half for women. Again, 47 for men, 42 for women. Do something about it. Okay, you're hearing an aspect of this study, I think, in the news today. But I got to ask you point blank. If I had a test that was 100% accurate in predicting whether you're going to get Alzheimer's or not, would you take it? Would you want to know? All right, we'll talk about that one. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Hi, I'm Joan Hamburg, radio host and consumer advocate. Just yesterday, I was talking with a young woman who is expecting a baby, and she was telling me about all the things she still needed to get for the baby. But then I told her a secret. I told her about the one thing she needed to get for herself, Colace capsules. So many women experience occasional constipation after having a baby, and Colace capsules can help. So if you're approaching childbirth, go out today, buy some Colace capsules. And of course, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, consult a healthcare professional before use and use only as directed. You know that Colace is the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists. And now you can get a big $10 in savings. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com. Enter the promo code Joan. And to learn more about Colace and Sennacot brands, it's easy. Go to GetConstipationRelief.com.
You can easily find a big bank where you're treated like a number. You can find a small bank with just a few basics. But have you found a bank that's just right? Hi, I'm Sandy, Vice President of Fremont Bank. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We've honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. Not only does Fremont Bank provide great mortgage loans, but complete personal and business banking services, including wealth management. With convenient branch locations and ATMs, I'm sure there's one close to your home or business. And our online banking is a great option, too. Find out why so many clients believe we're a better bank. Drop by one of our branches, call 800-359-BANK, or check us out on the web at FremontBank.com. Fremont Bank, not too big, not too small, just right.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness. It all begins with a call to Dr. Dean Adell, 800-548-TALK. Cause if you really want to hear
our views, you haven't done yet. Hi, everybody.
You haven't heard nothing yet. That's 800-548-8255.
Sorry, I stepped all over ahead there. 1-800-548-TALK, in case you didn't hear her. All right, let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes, hi, Dr. Dell. Before I ask a question, there's this show on, it's called 1,000 Ways to Die. It may be on tonight or tomorrow night, but it's on the Spike Channel. It's crazy things people do, and they end up dying. So a medical doctor comes on, he explains everything the person's done to die. So I guess they're all true stories. Okay.
Yes, well, of course, life is a terminal illness, and we all will die even if we do nothing, but maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be fun. What's your question?
Okay, I heard you talk about taking aspirin at least once a day, you know, a small milligram. But if you're having a heart attack, can you pop the aspirin then? Will that be given enough time to do its job?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I've ever completely endorsed the practice. I don't take an aspirin every day. There's an up and a downside to it. It's the kind of thing you want to discuss with your doctor, because taking an aspirin a day can have, believe me, aspirin, I always like to talk about aspirin when it comes to side effects of drugs and the over-the-counter status of some drugs and the prescription status of others. Because if you look at the number of people who die every year from aspirin, if that were a prescription drug, they'd take it off the market. The fact is that you got to know when to take it. And while many cardiologists might recommend that a person take an aspirin a day, there will be reasons they would recommend it. Acutely, if you are having a heart attack, first of all, if you're having a heart attack, I assume you have called someone on the phone, paramedics or 911 or somebody, and you may get advice. 911 doesn't give you advice, but if you think you're having a heart attack, a lot of cardiologists would say take the aspirin simply because it can slow down the clotting process. If you're having a heart attack, it's often due to a little clot that's gotten formed right where you have a bunch of cholesterol plaque. It may not be. And aspirin, of course, thins your blood. This question is even more of a conundrum with strokes. There are two kinds of strokes. There's a bleeding stroke and the blockage kind of a stroke with a clot. So if you take an aspirin, you're having a bleeding-type stroke, you may sign a death warrant. If you take an aspirin, you're having a clot-type stroke, well, you may save your life. Problem is, you don't know ahead of time which is which, you see? So that advice gets a little bit confusing. So indeed, a lot of cardiologists will recommend that if you're having a heart attack, you take an aspirin, a small amount, by the way. The amount of aspirin you need to have this effect is very small. Like people who take one daily take a baby aspirin because you got to get way down. You're taking like an eighth. The ideal dose may be an eighth of what a regular aspirin tablet is. So I would rather you talk to your doctor about that rather than I give generic information for everybody. All right, let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hello, Dr. Dean. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Love your show. I've got a question regarding our teenage full-time student. She is hard to wake up, incredibly hard to wake up. And your little diagnosis, say, or just a few minutes ago about noise and hearing and stuff that triggered how do I assess this, or what kind of test should I take her for?
Yeah, if it's normal during sleep time, I guess I wouldn't worry about it because it's what teens do, and some people are deeper sleepers. The diseases that come into play, a thing like narcolepsy, you'd know. That would mean she's sitting there at the dinner table And all of a sudden, bam, she's down and she's, you know, she's asleep and the other symptoms that go along with it. And as long as there's nothing else that you're concerned about in terms of, anytime, you know, someone asks me about a kid and the behavior is unusual, you got to think of the common things, you know, as long as she's not, and I'm not implying at all that she may be abusing downers or drugs. And that's so rare, but I hear this a lot. My kids were the same way. I used to do the glass of water in the morning to get my kid up to go to school in high school. I'd hold the glass of cold water and go 5, 4, 3, 2. The first time I poured it on his head, I had no trouble getting them up, but kids do like to sleep, and they sleep deeper than we do. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The reported chlorine leak at San Jose State this morning turned out to be a false alarm. There was a smell of chlorine, but no leak. Santa Clara County supervisors have moved one step closer to mandatory spaying or neutering of pit bulls and similar dogs. They've sent the proposal for legal review. The U.S. House has passed the $26 billion jobs bill, which now goes to the president. It could mean more than 16,000 teaching and firefighting jobs in California. And the crash of a small plane in southwest Alaska today killed that state's former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. Former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe also was on the plane along with his son. They both survived. This is KGO Radio News.
A diagnosis of mesothelioma can be scary and confusing. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, Levin, Symes, Kaiser & Gornick can help you with personal injury and wrongful death compensation. Mesothelioma is caused by exposure to asbestos that occurred 10 or more years ago on the job, in the military, or at home. A lawsuit may be a way to gain compensation. Levin, Symes, Kaiser & Gornick is a nationally recognized and trusted law firm specializing in mesothelioma lawsuits. Their extensive experience handling asbestos and mesothelioma claims have helped hundreds of people who've suffered due to asbestos exposure. Call them toll-free at 877-690-6376 to find out your legal rights. They can help stop the devastating financial burden. They're here to help. Call now for a free consultation, 877-690-6376. That's 877-690-6376.
If you still read newspapers, you know that Dux is hosting a 20.10 event. I didn't say a 2010 event, no, that's the year. I said 20.10 event. And if you want a clue, think percents. Think the best value in luxury beds. Think the richest bedding accessories. Think Dux. Think about Dux workmanship and reliability and comfort becoming 20% more valuable to you. And if you want to find out what that is in actual dollars and cents, get down to your nearest Duxiana store and think you're nanoseconds away from owning the best night's sleep you'll ever have. Think about that. 20.10 is offered at all Duxiana stores from now until August 15th. There's a store in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto. For hours and directions, call 800-595-2000, 800-595-2000, or visit Dux.com. That's DUX.com.
For Armstrong Painting, this is Mal Sharp. I'm down on Montgomery Street. Your name is?
Kevin. I'm a plumber.
What do you think is more well-known in the Bay Area, Armstrong Painting or the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's easy, the Golden Gate Bridge.
But you have a weird look in your face now. What is it?
Why are you arguing with me with the Golden Gate Bridge?
Have you ever looked out the window and seen the Golden Gate Bridge up on a ladder painting a house in your neighborhood?
No.
Well, Armstrong has painted more houses than just about anyone in the Bay Area.
777 and a 1234.
You know that guy.
I know that guy.
You know, if you call today, you're going to get the lowest painting bid possible. You're going to get a free color consultation.
Yeah.
Armstrong has this brand new paint technology. It's called Cool Wall Plus. It's 10 times thicker than regular house paint.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I can understand how you like the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a likable thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Would you say that Armstrong is more well-known than the Dunbarton Bridge?
Oh, by far.
Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s, and a 1234.
Hi, I'm Mike, marine biologist and challenge lover. Sometimes for fun, I like to do something really easy, like use my Visa debit card to buy a Filet-O-Fish sandwich at participating McDonald's. But you know what's not easy? Getting your pet sea lion to order it for you.
I take your order. Excuse me, sir?
Well, at least using Visa Debit is easy.
Sir?
Visa Debit. Go with the easier way to pay. More people go with Visa. McDonald's and Filet-O-Fish are trademarks of McDonald's Corporation and its affiliate.
Toyota owners, no one knows your Toyota better than your local factory-authorized Toyota dealership. Save time and money servicing your vehicle right the first time. Visit your local Toyota dealership service department for work you can trust.
There's a test of your spinal fluid that can be 100% accurate in identifying Alzheimer's disease. But these are people who have significant memory loss. All right, so you got to start there. You're talking about a group of people with memory loss already and a test that's 100% perfect. Now, this is a spinal tap. It's not a blood test. It's a little bit of a procedure. It's not the kind of thing you could sell tickets to. It's not a lot of fun to have a spinal tap, but when it's necessary, it's necessary. But we are getting really, really close. And, you know, they're going to be there soon. They're going to be able to tell you really early, maybe when memory loss is really kind of mild. My question is, do you want to know? We came up with a test like this for a terrible disease. That it's a disease worse than Alzheimer's, if there ever is such a thing. And the person who developed the test herself had a family member, had a parent with it, which means you got a 50% chance of getting a disease. It's a simple autosomal recessive, as I recall. And so if you had a parent who had this disease, you know you've got a 50% chance of having it. There's nothing you can do, no cure whatsoever. Would you take the test? And a lot of people didn't, even though the test exists. So should doctors even offer it? Should you accept it? This is a disease that's yet untreatable. You're going to worry. In some places, patients are often not told they have the disease. In the real world, many are told, and we're not quite sure what's best. I think it varies from patient to patient. There are situations, for instance, with terminal cancer, you tell some people, they get worse. You're not doing them a favor by being honest, and yet we are pledged to be honest with all of you. It's a very difficult path to take in medicine. A lot of people with severe memory loss don't have the disease. Maybe you want to use the test to be sure of the diagnosis if you're suspicious. So I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. This is amyloid beta and the tau protein test. And as that gets better and better, be prepared, you know, to say, I forgot where my keys are. I've told you I've abused this one. My neurology professor said if your patient's always looking for their glasses and they don't wear glasses, then maybe you want to consider Alzheimer's. But, everybody forgets stuff. And yet, you kind of worry about it, don't you? All right, let's talk to Chip. How you doing, Chip? Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Why not tell them the truth? They're just going to forget it anyways because they're bad memories.
Yeah, okay.
But what I'm calling about, and you're going to know right off the bat, is I like to cook my pork chops medium. I always catch a lot of flack. You're supposed to cook that well. It's just to cook it well. There's trichinosis. Well, my parents and the older age folks in my family, they know people who had tuberculosis when they were kids, that had to go into iron lungs, mumps, smallpox, things that people died from, rabies. But not one of the even oldest timers can tell me they knew anybody who ever contracted trichinosis. Is it a dead disease like smallpox?
It is almost a dead disease. It is extremely rare in the United States among commercially produced pork. So if you're buying pork from a standard source, I wouldn't worry at all about it. The cases we see, and there's maybe 50 cases, 100 cases a year. In my experience, at times I've seen it, it's usually in people from other countries who may source their pork from different places. A lot of people, raise their own pork, raise their own pigs. And how, the organism is still out there on a worldwide basis, you betcha. But here I would say buying pork from standard sources, you don't have to worry. And everything's a risk. You know, it's just like raw seafood. I eat sushi and sashimi with the best of them. And I know I'm taking a little bit of a chance. Oysters, you betcha. So you have to know that there are risks and you have to weigh them and be smart about it. So, I'm thinking about pork chops and then medium, what medium means in terms of the temperature it reaches. I'd have to look it up, to see if that temperature the same as medium for other kinds of meat. You know, medium for certain kinds of meat is a higher temperature than lower. Hamburger is a different deal. a hamburger, pink raw, or maybe even less than medium, you are taking a more significant chance because chopped meat as opposed to whole meat, like let's talk about beef, a steak is not going to give E. coli, salmonella, any of these kind of things. Chopped meat, because it's chopped and the surface area is large and it's easy for germs to penetrate and get mixed in. With a piece of whole, a slab of beef, a bacterium is not going to penetrate. So the surface, you know, quick wipe and you're there. Let's see. Joyce, this is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program, Joyce.
Yes, hi, Dr. Adele. I'm 53, have a great diet, and the only supplement I really feel I need to take is calcium. I do like to drink carbonated Pellegrino-type water, and I've recently been told that that carbonation actually hurts the calcium levels in my body, actually deteriorates it quicker. What do you know about that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Maybe those people remembering chemistry in that if you take an acid and mix it with a calcium carbonate, it makes bubbles, but the calcium is still there. As a matter of fact, it probably helps it absorb. So quite the opposite. Also, I can't help bring up the calcium thing. I saw this frightening report a couple of weeks ago about calcium and the potential for increasing your risk for heart disease. It needs to be resolved. It was a large study. It freaked everybody out, and they're doing new studies again to determine how safe calcium is. I mean, in the meantime, of course, I wouldn't tell you to stop taking it, but make sure you get your calcium from your, you know, from your diet. It's you know, absorbed. You know, you get calcium from vegetables. Your body is smart. Your body knows what it really needs and wants to absorb. But in terms of carbonated beverages, that's fine. And I got to say, I'm going to whisper this one because it's one of these issues that we have in our home. Every once in a while, my wife will bring home a case of Pellegrino if I'm going to drink a bubbly water. And we have wonderful, delicious spring water at our home. So I don't know why we do this, but it's carbonated water. Pellegrino comes in a glass bottle, shipped all the way from the source in Italy. And my wife is an ardent, quote, but reasonable environmentalist. She taught environmental studies at, you know, UC Berkeley. So she knows her stuff. But it's, you like, when you get in discussions with a spouse, you know, you like to find the weak points. Now, you know, it's like, oh, no, wait a second. You're importing water all the way from Italy on a steamer ship, using up all the diesel fuel, et cetera, having the waste to dispose of and all this to drink this bubbly water. I've been hearing a lot of people talking positively about these self-carbonation deals. You remember that when I was a kid? That's how it worked. You know, somebody delivered, you know, the little CO2 cylinder to your house. You made your own seltzer, which is carbonated water. And they have them. You can buy them. Just take your plain old water, tap water, if you got good tap water, and carbonate it. Save yourself a fortune and not have to schlep it up the stairs or from the grocery store. Water's heavy, 8 pounds a gallon. So hauling water, you know, from the car to the kitchen, as not to mention around the world, is significant. So I've not tried one of these self-carbonation units, but I know some people have them, and they love it and saves them a lot of money, and they have the instant carbonated water available all the time. It's something about the carbonation, you know, 2 cents plain. It's, I don't know, quenches thirst better. What is it? What is it about carbonation in water that makes it so appealing? I'm not sure. I'd be interested in what you think. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adele.
Hey, Mom, got my back-to-school list. It looks expensive.
I'm going to Staples, so bring it on.
Flash drive.
Chump change.
Graphing calculator.
Holla, holla, I'm saving dollars.
Spiral notebooks.
Ain't breaking my Benjamins.
And a laptop.
Cash stash intact.
Ooh, ooh. Can Dad just take me?
Saving on your back-to-school list is easy at Staples. Now get filler paper for just 1 cent with a $5 minimum purchase. Back to school, back to savings. Staples, that was easy. In-store only while supplies last. Limit 5 offers, 8/11/10.
I think its eyes are looking at us.
Don't be ridiculous. Termites can't look at us, can they?
Clark, we need you!
Ah! Pest problems? Call Clark Pest Control today. A trusted family company since 1950. For all your home and garden pest solutions, dial 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU or online at clarkpest.com.
Did that termite have blue or green eyes?
Ah, thanks, Clark. We needed you.
With AT&T high-speed internet, you can connect at blazing fast speeds. See, I can log on and
Boom. I'm checking out a live feed of the news.
And now, today's headlines from around the world.
Fast, right?
Congress is moving forward.
See, home high-speed internet from AT&T has blazing fast speed, so it's easy to download funny videos, like this dog on a unicycle. That's strange. Or just as quickly, I can do a little social networking.
Lisa is craving a slice of pizza. Lisa got these cool glasses on sale. Lisa is drinking her third cup of coffee. Lisa is getting her...
Hey, can you guys keep it down?
Rude.
You're the one with all the browser windows open, mister.
Yeah.
My fault.
You think?
Totally.
Switch from cable to high-speed internet from AT&T and get $100 back via promotion card with qualifying services. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT or visit att.com/HSI.
Internet service requires DSL modem router and qualifying local service. Taxes, excessive usage, and other charges may apply. Online redemption required. Other restrictions apply. Offer ends 11-610.
One afternoon, I was trying to decide what to get with my city thank you points when the neighborhood kids playing street hockey did it again. That was the fourth time. First it was the mailbox. Then the screen door. My ceramic lawn squirrel. And now my lamp. But I know they don't mean to. So after a little research, I decided to use my city thank you points to donate to the nonprofit that wants to turn the lot at the end of the street into a park. Now I sometimes play at the new park with the kids. But every once in a while, I hit a long slap shot. And while my front yard might be safe, my car is not.
Earn city thank you points on everyday purchases and use them for almost anything, even for a donation to your local charity. What's your story? City thank you points can help you write it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Ron and Carmichael. How you doing, Ron?
Hello. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I've listened to you forever. There was an article in the paper, Sacramento Bee, 3 weeks ago Thursday. A gentleman in Redlands, California, retired at 99 from the post office, and his menu was fruits and vegetables and alkaline water. And I think he was looking for work.
Well, bless him for that. I used to keep a file, I still have it somewhere in my garage, on people who live to be, now it's kind of common, a lot of us can expect to live to be 100 more people in the future as our longevity increases. But anyway, so I keep this file because every time someone cracks to be 100, the first thing a reporter wants to ask him or friends or relatives ask, so what did you do to live to be 100? And they all offer up their proscriptions. And they're all different, every one of them. One guy, you got to eat a slab of pork every day. I knew a guy, a slab of pork every day, pipefuls and pipefuls of tobacco, and a lot of whiskey. There was this guy in China recently, and he had the most bizarre, unhealthy habits, and that was his secret. So never, ever, ever listen to one person's report about anything. It is meaningless. If you live to be 100, you're lucky, you've got good genes, and you may have had some habits, some good habits, but it is not consistent. So we have since studied. In my first book, I have a whole section on this, of all the research on centenarians, trying to find a universal thread. And while you find a lot of them are a little more active than some of us, and a lot of them may have eaten more sparse diets, etc., it is not consistent. Alkaline water has nothing to do with longevity, because for every guy who drinks alkaline water, I'll find you people drinking acidic water, you know, also among centenarians. So more power to him. Although if I were 99, the last thing I'd be thinking of would be looking for work. I'd be looking for play, right? We agree on that one? Let's talk to Ron. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, doctor.
Yes, sir.
My mother-in-law has been suffering from some symptoms. She's been losing weight, stomach upset, and various other kind of issues for about a year. She's been seeing her doctor, trying to track down the problems. They've said it could possibly be pancreatic cancer, although they've had test CTs, I believe, and the results are negative. The doctor still keeps telling her to see a dietitian and wait for a couple of more months. So the question is, why should she wait with these kinds of symptoms? What do you think about that? Should she continue to wait?
Yeah, I agree with you. I wouldn't wait if it were me, but here's the issue, and maybe we can really help her. First of all, anybody who loses weight, and they're not trying to lose weight, okay, that's one of the seven warning signs of cancer, I think. Should look that up. I've forgotten those a long time ago. I don't think like that. But so absolutely you don't wait. But if she has a gastrointestinal problem that is causing her to lose her appetite, then it becomes less acute, but you still need to get to the bottom of it. So what a dietitian could do could actually monitor what she's eating. And if a dietitian finds that she is eating fewer calories than either she used to eat or fewer calories than she should eat, then, you know, that could make a difference. Because very often you hear people, you say, hey, I eat the same thing I ever ate, but I'm losing weight. That scares me. Patient comes in and says that to me. I don't like it. And to say maybe it's pancreas cancer, one of the worst cancers that there is in terms of survival rate, you know, and then, you know, say something like that to a patient is tricky. You say, well, when you need to rule out cancer, and let's look at all the cancers, and including pancreas cancer, maybe do the appropriate test. But it's notoriously difficult to find. That's why it's a bad cancer, because by the time it manifests itself with symptoms, it's often because it's such a vital area right in the center of your belly with all kinds of things passing through it and around it. So it's very, very hard to do surgery or even to diagnose it. So that, you know, that's that. So, yes, I see no reason not to be aggressive. And so whatever's going on with her, it sounds like it's not, no one's figured out what it is. So I'd send her to a gastroenterologist and start there and figure out indeed if she feels that she's eating the way she always did and is still losing weight. That's a more serious symptom, and I would push, I'd push the doctor. Let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Dr. Dina. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question on high blood pressure.
Sure.
And my question is, of course, you know, there's medications and then there's the numbers. I've been to one place where the number said 120 over 80, then you have gone to some other facility and it has 130 over something else. And I'm just wondering what is, you know, what are those actual numbers and the medications? Are they actually just bandaging, you know, the symptom, or are they, you know, they're actually helping, of course, reduce the blood pressure, but is it also affecting something else that eventually they're going to have to take medication for a different
symptom? All right, well, let's talk about it. I think I got the gist of your question. Listen, the medication lowers your blood pressure and doesn't cure any symptoms because there's no symptoms of high blood pressure. But having high blood pressure raises your risk of having a stroke or a heart attack. So it's very critical people understand that. And if you need medication for high blood pressure, nothing else is working, take the medication. I could sit here all day and tell you story after story of people who are dead and no longer with us because they didn't believe this. So it's not a Band-Aid and a cure. Well, if it lowers your blood pressure, I guess you could say it's a cure. By the same token, find out if you have it or not. 120 over 80 is normal. You should be proud to have that blood pressure. But if it goes up high sometimes, you might have, you know, labile hypertension, which then leads to permanent hypertension, and you need to do something. Yourself, you can do exercise, lose some weight. You can try meditating, calm your brain, and avoid sodium. And do all those things, and do them assiduously, and mean it, and maybe you would not have to go on medication, and you can lower your blood pressure by yourself, and you'll do just fine, okay? But deal with it. Don't put it off, okay? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Tired of looking at all those stucco cracks on your home? If you imagine the gallons of water that pour inside your walls, you might not sleep at night. Stop nagging your contractor and give RhinoShield a call and fix those annoying stucco cracks. Thanks to RhinoShield Lifetime Paint, you'll never have to paint your home again, and you can stop worrying about those ugly cracks. How, you ask? RhinoShield Lifetime Paint uses technology from 3M that reflects the sun's energy so it will not deteriorate. It has a lifetime transferable warranty, proven and tested by Mother Nature and BASF Labs. You'll save thousands of dollars in stucco repairs with RhinoShield Lifetime Paint. RhinoShield's not available in stores, but RhinoShield is the best solution for keeping your home looking its best. So call 888-868-7575. That's 888-868-7575 today for a free DVD or consultation. The cracks will only get worse when the rains return. Call now. That number again, 888-868-7575. RhinoShield Lifetime Paint.
And now, the continuing adventures of Coit Man.
Good morning.
Floor?
One, please.
I see on your Coit shirt your name's Brian.
Yeah.
Coit cleans carpets and upholstery, right?
And draperies, area rugs, tile and grout and air ducts.
I have three kids, two dogs that shed, and a clumsy husband, so...
Well, now's a good time to save, because for a limited time, we're offering 35% off any cleaning service.
Stop the elevator.
What?
Hit the red button!
Okay.
Are you telling me that if I call 1-800-4-COIT, you'll give me 35% off carpet, upholstery, draperies, and area rugs?
And tile and grout and air duct cleaning. You can also go to coit.com.
35% off?
Yeah, for a limited time.
Oh, that's something my shedding husband will appreciate.
Shedding dog?
Shedding dog?
Yeah.
Shedding dog, clumsy husband.
Right.
Right.
For a limited time, call 1-800-4-COIT and save 35% on carpet, upholstery, drapery, area rug, tile and grout, or air duct cleaning. Plus, get a money-back guarantee from the world's number one cleaning professional. Call 1-800-FORCOIT or go to coit.com and save 35%. People you trust Coit. Discounts do not apply to service charges.
4 8-ounce glasses of milk, 7 pounds of broccoli. It's not always easy to get the calcium we need from our diet. And with 1 in 4 women at risk for osteoporosis, good thing there's Caltrate. Our bodies steal calcium from our bones. Caltrate delivers 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D in just 2 tablets and may reduce the risk of osteoporosis. 7 pounds of broccoli? And now big news. The same Caltrate comes in a new, smaller, easy-to-swallow pill. Use as directed along with healthy diet and exercise.
Here's some great news for contractors. The Home Depot has a special buy on an American Classics 24-inch Cognac Savannah Vanity for just $99, a $249 value. It comes with a solid surface top and matching framed mirror, all for just $99. Savings like that can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes. Hello. Go right ahead. Not a lot of time.
Okay. I have a 9-year-old little boy who was complaining of the sun, squinting his eyes and complaining of the sun hurting his eyes and putting cold water on him. I took it, to make long story short, I took him to the eye doctor. They tell me he has a viral infection in the cornea of his eyes, and they gave him some eye drops and said that there's some scar tissue there. And we're going back in a couple of weeks. I'm wondering if this scar tissue is going to be permanent. Is it going to affect his vision?
Yeah, well, the fact they said it means maybe it went a little bit too long, but the medicine should fix it if it's what I think it is. And hopefully there won't be a lot of scar tissue. If there were a lot of scar tissue and it's in the middle of the cornea, it could affect his vision. There's still stuff that they can do about it. But if it's off to the side and not a lot of scar tissue, shouldn't be bad and he'll be fine. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one.
4.75%, good mortgage. 4.5%, great mortgage. But CMG Mortgage has all of these beat hands down. At CMG Mortgage, they have the best mortgage, and they challenge any lender to beat it. Because it's no mortgage. That's right, the best mortgage is no mortgage. And with CMG's patented Home Ownership Accelerator Loan, you could find yourself without a mortgage in half the time it'll take you to pay off a normal loan, saving you tens or hundreds of thousands in interest in the process. So you could focus on only getting the best rate and hit that 30-year reset button. button again. Or you could get the Homeownership Accelerator Loan and be mortgage-free in just years, not decades. Think you have a great loan? Call. You'll be blown away. Call CMG Mortgage at 888-264-4463. That's 888-CMG-HOME. Or visit KGORadio.com/mortgage. That's KGORadio.com/mortgage. Draws, terms, and variance and rate will affect loan payoff and interest savings. Credit on approval licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride, a network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking. Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Sign up with Verizon Wireless today and get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and new two-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan. That's a good deal and good business. After all, sending a strong signal sends a strong message.
So grab the wheel, pop the clutch, connect with a vengeance, and leave the competition spinning their wheels.
Talk to a Verizon small business specialist today. Call 1-800-VZW-4BIZ or visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
There is a conference going on.